Parents who teach their children to value their career ambitions over spending time with friends, for example, could be setting them up for an early grave. This is a big study. It found that go-getters who attend the best universities, who secure the high-powered jobs, tend to suffer poorer health and die younger than those with more modest aspirations. Any surprises here, panel, please?
Well, I'm not really sure it's a huge surprise. I mean, you put pressure on people to be successful, you ramp up their stress. Basically, what you're doing is, when you tell people you need to be ambitious, you need to push for things, the more ambitious you want to become and the more things you want, the more danger there is that you're not going to get them. The more disappointment you can get in your life, the more stress you're piling on top of yourself. And as we know, stress is dangerous.
All right. Okay. QED. What do you think, Jane?
I suspect it's a matter of not going too much against the grain. I mean, there are some among us who are naturally ambitious, and if you tried to, you know, slow them down, it would make them unhappy. But it's a matter of not, you know, I suppose that it's back to the eagle father, tiger mother debate, isn't it? You know, you can push them only so far before it becomes unhealthy. But, you know, striving and a bit of stress is essential to life, but, you know, you can overdo it.
Okay. The implications, there's the famous Harvard longitudinal study of men, which I think I've mentioned one other time, and you can actually read a really interesting article about it on the Atlantic Monthly. And then Harvard later on joined with Oxford and Yale and also began to study people without university degrees and reached really interesting conclusions. Highly ambitious people, and I'm sure you're both quite right about you can overdo it. Highly ambitious people neglected key areas of their lives that lead to happiness, including building a strong network of friends, maintaining stable relationships. They're the people who always seem poised to have it all, aren't they? But ambition has a much weaker effect on life satisfaction, and it has actually a slightly negative impact on longevity. So I guess the question is, do we pursue something that's illusory in our lives? Often we think it's great to go to the best schools, work hard, get the top jobs, and in fact it's not going to make much difference to how happy we are.
Yeah.
Or am I drawing too long a bow in your opinion?
Well, you could. I mean, if you took all these things too much to heart, you might never get out of bed in the morning. You know, especially as a parent, if you're trying to encourage kids to, you know, work hard for their goals. I mean, that's a very well-meaning thing to do. But I guess it's, you know, it's like what our nana's always said, moderation and balance in all things.
All right, that makes sense. Okay.
But at the same time, if you find yourself being the kind of person who is driven and who is going to push himself, then what you're going to see, unfortunately, is stress going up. And there's a medical correlation to that. You're going to start seeing your cortisol levels going
up. Yeah. And
that is a major medical issue. One of the things that's going to do that is even something as straightforward as a long and arduous commute every morning. And even just, you know, trying to get across the Harbour Bridge in Auckland is going to ramp up your stress levels, going to up your cortisol. And I took a few notes before we came in. I mean, there's a whole slew of things that will do to you. Higher sodium for higher blood pressure. It's going to bump up your blood sugar and potentially to type 2 diabetes. I mean, there's all kinds of things it's going to do to you. So basically, as you're sitting there in your car, inching across the bridge, you're dying. You are little by little killing yourself.
But at the same time, in my experience of really ambitious people, they tend to be ambitious across a whole lot of fronts, including the social front and including the health front. You know, they'll often be, you know, mountain bikers, and they'll have a wheatgrass and tofu. You know, they tend to be so that they can counteract that sort of stuff. And I think also, you do naturally learn to self-medicate for stress, hopefully not with alcohol, as many people do. But, you know, exercise is a good counterbalance to all of those things, especially cortisol. So.
Yes, no, that's a good point.
Actually, one of the things that I did turn up is a good reducer of cortisol levels is sex. Just thought I'd mention that.
No, thank you for mentioning that. I'd like to ask you one question as a teacher. I remember that Harvard study, and they originally looked at very high-achieving men, and John F. Kennedy was in the cohort they originally studied. They decided that, in fact, all the whiz kids who looked great at 19 and 20, it was not necessarily, although they seemed to be the golden gifted ones, it was not necessarily an indicator of how happy they'd be in later life?
No, I mean, we make the assumption that success will equal happiness, and that if you've got your $10 million house, then you will ipso facto be happy with it. Doesn't always follow. I mean, just because you've got your gorgeous house with your gold-plated taps, whatever it might be that you want, it doesn't mean that you're going to have lots of people coming to visit you and enjoy them with you. Whereas you can be doing what we're doing and live in a 100-square-metre bungalow, which we find perfectly comfortable, we're delighted in it, and we have friends in and out all the time. We think we've got a successful life. We don't have the masses of stress that go with that kind of lifestyle.